So continuing in our general electricity grama, all the cool doohickeys bismaneinu on Shabbos. Electricity. So the big question when electricity first became a thing, you know, when they invented it back in Genesis. And then, so nobody, you know, paid much attention to it. And then suddenly someone was like, hey, let's shove it in wires and do stuff with it. And then all the postmen had to figure out, like, well, what is this electricity thing, right? And are we allowed to use it? And involved in that are really two separate questions, right? Question number one, first question you want to know is, halachically speaking, right? What do you need to do? You have someone, Thomas Edison invents the light bulb, and now you're like, everyone's lighting their houses with light bulbs. Can you do that on Shabbos, right? So what do you need to figure out? What do you need to do? There are like two stages.
What malach is it under, if any?
Right. And the second question?
Should we permit it at all?
Okay, very good. Actually, not what I was thinking, but totally, absolutely correct. Better than I was thinking, right? The first question is like, what malacha is it under? I was going to split that into two. And then the second question is, should we permit it, right? Just because something might technically, you know, in some cases be allowed doesn't mean you should permit it across the board, right? Especially when it's often not permitted, right? But within the first question, we have to ask the question, well, the first thing is it usur, it being malacha of the using of electricity, right? Oh, just so you know, you guys are like, I don't know, is that 2 meters?
We live in the same apartment anyways, so like.
Okay, fine. All right. Also, is that a rule in America, the 2 meters yeah. thing?
It's Dalai Lama's for us.
Oh, Dalai Lama. That's very good. I like that. right, so the first question we want to ask is, what is electricity? Halachically speaking, is it in it and of itself a malacha, right? Is it usur? Is it something that we're, you know, is problematic on Shabbos? The alternative, or let's say totally fine, totally mutter, it as a chalos is like a bunch of, you know, it's like Reese's, you know, skishmak, right? Unless, of course, you're allergic to peanuts. But, right, so the peanut butter, the Reese's themselves are gishmak, they're not a malacha. Right? If it happens to be that you're sitting next to somebody who's allergic to peanuts, so it's usur. Second question is, what are you doing with them, right? If you're causing someone anaphylaxis, or in the case of electricity, you're using it to ignite a fire, right? You're using it to grind something. So then it might be mutter, but what you're doing with it is usur, right? Your hands are mutter, you're allowed to move them around, right? If you use them to write, that's usur. Right? So you have to ask first it, and then right, on the action that you're performing using the electricity, okay? And then the third thing, which Aryeh pointed out, is, okay, but what about, you know, just because, even if it might technically be mutter, is it something that we allow? Is it going to be asur midrabanan? Is it always going to be asur midrabanan? Is it sometimes going to be asur midrabanan? Yeah, so those are sort of the three steps that we want to know. Okay, so we're going to want to know, right? Hashmal itself, what's its status? Okay, is it us or is it mutter? Right, the pu'ula or the ma'isa that you're doing with it, right? Regardless of whether or not you're using electricity to do it, we want to know, is what you're doing acceptable? Right, if I use electricity to write, if I use electricity to blow something up, right, that even regardless of the fact that I'm doing with electricity is the problem, right? Then the next question is going to be, even if the mice is acceptable, right? First of all, the mice is acceptable, right? Raisa and Dirabanan, right? Is there some sort of attendant isser or attendant issue which maybe we would want to discourage and would say that you shouldn't use electricity, right? Because, right? Just sort of on more general moral ground, right? Right? Let's say, Lahatir, right? Right, between across the board, or Goreif, just Hebrew, right? So those are the sort of the three questions that we want to know. What is it, right? What are we doing with it? And should we allow you to to use it, even if it's not usr and what you're doing with it isn't necessarily usr. Okay? That's what we want to know. So just right off the bat with electricity is a fascinating question, because what is electricity? Right? It's like this kind of really powerful, weird energy force. On the other hand, it's electrons, right? Which are kind of sort of everywhere anyway. So on the one hand, it's like a very, very, oh, it's just electrons moving in a wire. On the other hand, it's energy, okay? Now, if you're thinking of electrons moving in a wire, what would you compare that to? Yeah.
I would say water flowing through a river.
Great, right? Water. Water through through a river, water through a pipe. You have this object, right? You have this molecule. So in this case, not a molecule. It's a particle. You have a bunch of particles. The particles are in greater concentration here. They're moving over here. It's like water moving through a pipe. If I use a water wheel, right? There's nothing wrong with harnessing water and having it do stuff, depending on what you're doing, obviously. So assuming that it's particles moving through a pipe, and now while they're going, they're going to turn something. They're going to push something. Okay, right? That's fine, right? That's option number one, right? Treat it like water. What's the other option? So that's treating it like a particle. On the other hand, what is electricity in addition to being a particle, right, in a sort of broader sense, is energy, right? What other energy in a sort of raw form do we know? Yeah.
Fire,
exactly, fire, right? So really, ironically, the two most opposite conceptual elements of fire and water are really the two most obvious ways to compare electricity, okay? So we have this something new, and we're like, oh, what is it? And we can, on a very technical scientific level, it makes more sense to say, oh, well, there's just particles that are, you know, in higher concentration here, right? And they're trying to get over there, and that's just how it all works. On the other hand, right, it's essentially energy, or its use, its function in the physical world, as far as humans are concerned, is that it is a concentration of pure energy, kiviyachol, right? And therefore, maybe we should compare it to the other sort of manifestation of energy that we know of, which is fire, right? Who, by the way, makes that assumption? Who makes that transition? It's a silly kid show. It's probably you should know. In Avatar, right? The firebenders, if you're really, really, really powerful, you can make lightning, right? Now, obviously, all of you were annoyed because you're like, wait a second, scientifically, that's makesher, right? They can make, right? Okay, what does heat, right, have to do with electricity? There really is no connection. You're totally right. All of you are correct to be upset, at least according to Shlomo Zalman. But it's mamish and machlokes, right, between the scientists and the avatar. And actually, I'm joking, but it actually is a very good question, right? In halacha, what do we care more about? Do we care about how something functions in the world on a human level, right? Do we say, oh, right, when the Torah tells you, lo sevaru eish b'chol moshav aseichem, what was the Torah telling you to do, right? Is it saying, do not light a scientific fire, right? Now, other question, how are you going to define fire? There are different types of fire, right? Do you define fire as oxygen combining with carbon and releasing, right, energy? Or do you define heat? Or do you define fire as any chemical reaction that releases light and heat, right? I mean, what is it that makes a flame or a fire, fire? Is it only carbon and oxygen? Is it anything? Is it any time that, like, anything that combusts with oxygen? What if it combusts with something else? Let's say it combusts with methane. Let's say it combusts with, you know, underwater, right? I mean, if you make a thermite, fire with thermite, so it's like it's aluminum and rust, essentially, okay? The two react. There's oxygen in the rust, right? Because it's iron and oxygen. And it'll burn underwater because it has its own air supply. But it's not burning pure oxygen. It's oxygen in a and another molecule, right? Is that fire? So at the end of the day, we have like a real good question, right? When you look at a fire, you're like, okay, that's a fire, right? When you strike a match, but everything else, it comes very difficult to define what exactly makes something fire halachically. So I could say, oh, well, anytime you're dealing with pure energy, right? Sort of effective, what's something that is effectively a pure concentration of energy, maybe that's fire, right? Or do you say, no, it's something where you have a fuel source and you're, right, there's combustion and that combustion is consuming the fuel source, right? And there's a chemical reaction going on. And with electricity, none of that's happening, okay? So it actually happens to be a very difficult question of, is it just, oh, energy versus, you know, versus particles? Or is it, you know, which one is really more important? Do we care about the human level or do you care about the physical level, right? What's physically happening or in terms of the human world, what happened and how is it perceived, okay? But, so that happens to be, I think it's, it happens to be a very difficult conceptual problem. And in fact, there's like a big, right, pulmus, there's a big machlokas in the Achronim, okay? So let's just make this a little bit bigger, right? Just really right off the bat, the Rav Kook says that it's that electricity is fire, right? Electricity is legally considered fire. He agrees with Avatar, right? L'chora, kol pe'ula shegormim sheyitave zerem elektri, anytime you have an electronic current being created, harehu molid esh, you're lighting a fire. V'chol holadat esh, hevi mavir. And every time you make a fire, that's the malacha of mavir. V'nireh, she'ele she'rotzim lomar she'esh ha'elektri inu b'chlal esh she'asr Torah lahavir oso. Ein lezil yisod, she'me'achar she'ha'torah amra b'stam lo tivaru esh. Said, lo tivaru esh, didn't say, oh, only, you know, when there's only carbon and oxygen combusting. Kol ma she'nikra b'shem esh harehu b'chlal zeh. Right? Anything that's like fire, anything in the general category, the general concept of fire. V'smach l'davar v'braita d'yoma sh'moneh shish ishotein yish ochelet v'inu shoteh. Right? There's a braita that actually goes through different types of like fire. Mashmash kol ofen haboer u'mechamim be'izet surah shetieh. Anything that is burning and heat, and releasing heat, no matter how, harehu b'chlal esh. Right, basically any like you know pure energy source. Ve'in lanu lahotzio to mechlal ha'isur shalot tvaru esh. V'harei ha'esh min hashamayim shaita al mizbech nikra b'shem esh. Right, the fire that goes down on the mizbech is considered an esh. V'torah amrat ker bani lachmi li'ishai v'nikra zeh b'shem esh. Afo bisha hayu lo toar acher u'mishuneh haya me'esh ha'gil shalan. Right, it's not normal. Divine fire is not regular fire. Divine fire is right something, you know, something purely spiritual. Right, it's not going to involve the combustion of oxygen and carbon. Even a fire that does not cook, you might have said, okay, at the end of the day, there needs to be some sort of fuel, right? If there's no fuel, there's no fire, right? Hare ha-torahi ida, gabe hasne, right? Vihine hasne bo'er ba'esh, ba'hasne inene ukal. U'mikol makom, kara oto ha-torah esh, nimele yesh lo din shal esh, gamkein b'chlal ha-azhara, shalo tivaru esh. Right? The Torah says, oh, right, Moshe saw the snare. The snare was burning and it wasn't being consumed. How could it be burning with fire if it's not being consumed? Must be that just because something's a fire doesn't mean that it needs to have a fuel source, right? Halachically speaking, it could be a fire even without a fuel source. Okay, so it's a very clever raya. Right? What's the problem with that raya? This isn't a general issue.
Can't take proofs from stories.
Right. And you can't take a proof from, you know, from stories in Tanakh, right? It's almost like, you know, different Torah, different Kabbalah, lo yafinan. When the halachic sections are about halacha, and the point there is that Moshe came and he saw this bush that was burning, it wasn't being consumed. right? Saying that divine fire is called fire is not really such a good proof, especially since, right, the whole idea of all these metaphors in relation to God are all that they're metaphors, right? That humans cannot conceive of God, and we therefore need some sort of metaphor when we're discussing, right, interactions with God. So, of course, right, that's the way the Torah is describing it. It doesn't mean that it's halachically had a shame ish legabe Shabbos, right? So it's not really such a good raya, but it's a clever raya in the sense that he's showing, oh, the Torah linguistically, right? It's more of a linguistic proof saying, oh, you see that the Torah could use the term ish even though there's no fuel being consumed. Right? It's not compelling halachically, but he's trying to show that there's this idea of fire. It's like pure energy. And once that's true, it's true anywhere. Okay. Interesting question. Like, I don't know, let's say you want to do something with like tons of gamma radiation. You know, would that be considered ish according to Rav Kook? Not sure. On the other end of the spectrum, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, anything that's nasa al-di is zerem ha-chashmali, right? By the way, the lashon of zerem, by the way, is a lot like a flow of water, right? It's a flow of something. Mikomakom kivan shalidei tnu'a zu. Lo na'aset klum melacha asura. It's simply tnu'a. It's movement. It's movement of a particle, right? Harezu dome lepoteach rechaim shamayim. It's like opening up a faucet, right, that will let water into a water wheel on Shabbos. She'im hagalgal rak mistovivim. Velo na'aset yadam shum tchina. Let's say there's no... It's a mill. The mill is turning around, but there's no grain in it. No malacha is happening, right? The water is simply turning the wheels. Okay. Ein lo osro ela b'shem uvdin d'chol. It's usher, right? Right, because the third department, because of uvdin d'chol, av shemilsa, v'yitu lachsho shul gam tochen, and chashada. So the three good reasons why it's usher to turn on a mill which is powered by water on Shabbos, even if there's no malacha happening. But at the end of the day, the having particles turn something is not a malacha, it's not aser. V'achanami gan kan nira, the lo mistaber klal l'chalek bin zerem shel chashmal l'zerem shel mayim. Right? There's no reason to distinguish between a flow of electricity and a flow of water. V'taima de uvden d'cholo, av shemilsa lo shayach klal hacha. Right? And that just having electricity moving in the wires isn't uvden d'chol, right? It's not like turning on a water wheel, which powers the mill, because there the mill is meant for doing a malacha. Nitba'er lifize, to l'anias daiti, tibikahai gavna, lo asa klal shum hadlaka, o kiboy kiyem mechaber raket a telephone im azerem, in les or b'shabas v'yom tov, lo mishum makim v'hatish, lo mishum molet. And she says, just like skipping a little bit ahead, that, right, there's no malacha involved. Okay, we're going to get back to that, because it is very, very interesting. The continuation there. Okay, but at the end of the day, he's saying, look, it's not ish. Why should it be ish? It doesn't meet the criterion of ish because it's not ish, right? So in terms of what is chashmal, we have, on the one hand, could be, I should really make it red for fire, because fire is red. Okay, so Rav Kook said it's mamish fire, aser, 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 right? Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's not. Oh, that's not accurate. Right? It's essentially mayim, right? It's particles. It's like opening the faucet. And therefore, in terms of the etzem using or connecting the circuit, it's perfectly acceptable. Right? There's no reason why it should be aser in and of itself. Okay? The question is, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, what are you doing with it? Right? But if in and of itself, electricity, harnessing electricity, moving electricity, making electricity, right, is totally fine. Right? It's moving particles around. Okay. Just a cool tidbit. My great-great-grandfather wrote a book on chashmal. He and Rav Shlomo Zalman had like dueling books about chashmal. So Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote Moreh Ha'esh, and my great-great-grandfather wrote Moreh Ta'chashmal, and they had like a little bit of a kumus. My grandfather, my big grandfather was older, like 50 years older than Shlomo Zalman. He sent a letter. Okay, so they both put out these pamphlets, these books about electricity. He has a letter, I think it's sort of Isser Zalman Meltzer. I'm trying to remember where Shlomo Zalman learned. I think it was Isser Zalman Meltzer or something. That he's like, or if Tzvi Pesach Frank, maybe one of the two. Okay? He's like, you have this guy in your yeshiva called Shlomo Zalman, and he's writing this ridiculous stuff about electricity, which you and I both know are wrong. You know, tell him to like stop publishing silly pamphlets that are just like, you know, off his rocker wrong. You know, and he's like writes it into like, you know, like you and I both know, like, you know, we're right. So like, why are you letting him publish this ridiculous stuff that Eish, the Chashmal is not Eish. So that's like Gishmakot Rav Shlomo Zalman, right? So there were a lot of people who thought that Chashmal is really Eish. But at the end of the day, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, no, it's particles. It's not fire. There's no combustion, right? Eish is combustion. There's no combustion. So it's simply particles. It's like opening a water wheel. It's harnessing water. It depends what you do with it, but in itself is not going to be problematic. Okay. However, within the what are you doing with it, you could have quite a lot of room for discussion. Why? Okay. So on the one hand, the first thing, the most obvious thing is what are you accomplishing, right? So then obviously it's going to depend on what you're doing with it. If you're using it to light an incandescent light bulb, then you're going to be incandescent light bulbs are? Yeah. Yeah.
Fire.
Fire, right. It's gachel ha-shom ha-teches, and if it's, at least in the iron, I was like, yeah, it's the answer. All right. Fire, right? If you're light, if, why? Okay, now it's interesting, there's a big discussion about what does the Ravid think, because the Ravid has this interesting lashon. But essentially, we think that a glowing red piece of metal is considered gachel ha-shom ha-teches, it's like a coal, that is considered fire. By the way, that could be like a little bit of a stepping stone towards Rav Kotzel's idea that it's Eish, right? Because there isn't really combustion happening by a glowing red piece of metal. And yet we consider that to be fire. So that's like an interesting question, right? On the other hand, it is glowing red. It's like shooting out light and heat. So maybe you consider that to be on fire? I don't know. Right? But we consider that to be like a coal, and that's like lighting something on fire. And if you were to put it out, it's mechabe, although it would be mechabe. Oh, no, it wouldn't be mechabe because there's no pcham, right? So depending what you do with it, right? If you're lighting an incandescent light bulb, it would be an Isser D'oraisa. Let's say you're lighting an LED. Right? That shouldn't be awesome in the right side, at the very least. Right? Because there's no glowing filament. Right? So, incandescent. Right? One of these guys. Because they. Right? That guy is a gachel shel mateches. But if it's an LED, right? Then what do we say? It's an LED is a diode ba'alma, okay? That happens to emit light, right? It's partially a diode. It's not a gachel ha-shom ha-teches. This is a gachel ha-shom ha-teches. Okay? That is considered fire. That would not be. So in theory, this should be okay, okay? That's in terms of the what you're doing with it. However, yes. Yeah.
This is as much a scientific question as it is like a halakhic question, but like scientifically, how does the diode actually light up? And there is something that is lighting up, so why is that any different from the gachel shel mateches lighting up in the incandescent?
Okay, very good. So what happens here is that you have a filament. The filament, because of the friction, essentially, of all the, or the resistance, because of the circuit's resistance to the electricity, it heats up and it gets so hot that it starts, an incandescent bulb releases like wastes like something like 90% of its energy in heat, and 10% turns into light. Okay? Meaning you're smashing electrons through this very, very tiny filament. The resistance to those electrons heats it up, and it gets so hot that it bleeds off the energy as heat and light. Okay, so essentially we say, oh, you know, if it's so hot that it's releasing light and heat, right? Then that's like a coal that's considered fire, right? Blasting off light and heat. An LED I can't really understand it. I don't understand it. Apologies. I don't know if everyone really understands it. Someone does, but like in general, we don't clap it so much. The LED is much more efficient because it just converts the electron straight into a photon, basically. Okay? There's no heat involved. There's no, oh, you like heat it up so much that like Meme light shoots off photons in order to bleed off energy. It's a diode that's, you know, that's trick is that it manages to convert electrons into photons. I think there's probably some sort of, you know, some molecule that gets excited and then the electron pops up and then it pops down and then it really shoots off an photon, you know, science, chem class 101, right? But at the end of the day, there's no heat there. Yeah.
I was just going to say that, like, if the Svara for saying that an incandescent bulb is us or is somewhat like Rav Kook, that's like, if it looks like fire and smells like fire, then it's fire. Then you would probably also, Rav Kook would probably also say that by an LED. Unless, and so if you want to say that.
It's more than that. Electricity is in and of itself, right, is fire. The electrons are fire, essentially, right? One of the interesting questions people ask is like, let's say you have a shaggy carpet in your house. Are you not allowed to walk around? Because when you zap, you're like lighting a fire. It's a real question on him, right? I think I'm trying to remember who it is who says, "Oh, it's only true if it's visible, because otherwise electrons are moving around all the time, right?" So then he says, "Okay, but if you like were just on a shaggy carpet and you touch your friend, are you over on Mavir? Because now that spark was visible." Right? And it's very hard to argue that, like, oh, the very existence of electrons is the thing. You could say that maybe Rav Kook will say, you're right, but only when you're harnessing them and you're doing something with them, that's ish, right? But you're right, then it becomes very difficult. Here, you're saying, oh, we know from the Gemara, a glowing red piece of metal is considered fire, right? So that, we're going to say, is fire. Anything else is not fire, right? So that's the that's Rav Shlomo Zalman's basic approach. So again, he says, us telephone, midaraisa is not aser, right? All you're doing is moving electrons around. You have isurim of hashmas, kol, you have other isurim, right? But at the end of the day, the electricity itself is not a problem. Okay. That's the first thing, okay, right? So according to Rav Kook, you don't even get to here because the very use of electricity is already havar. Within this department, right, the Chazon Ish comes up with something very, very innovative, okay? Chazon Ish does something, you wouldn't have, it's very clever. It sort of bypasses the general, like, way you would think about it. One second. Yeah, here we go. He quotes the Chazon Ish. He says, the Chazon Ish has the Shita, and I sent him a lot of letters about it, right? Be'irurim be'inyan malachas boneh, v'soser, b'skirat u'ptichat ma'galech o'chashmali b'shabat b'sefer Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish has a Shita about circuits, right? What we basically need to do in between our chart of electricity and what you're doing with electricity, we need to put in, right, the circuitry of the electricity, right? How you're using the electricity. Not what the end is, but the process by which you're using the electricity, okay? So I guess we can call it the usage process. Okay, the Chazon Ish claims as follows: Acher shemevayer inyan meleches mavir mevashel shiyesh b'hadlakas chashma b'shabbat, katav, od yesh bazeh mishum tikun mana kivan shema'amido al tchunato lizrom et zerem hachashmau bitmidut karov hadavar dizeh bone min ha-toreh Torah ke osek kli. He says it's like building a kli. It's like making a kli. V'kol shekein kan shekol achutim mechubarim labayis havalei kibone mechubar ve'in kan misham binyan kelim ela dino kimechubar v'yesh bo misham binyan v'stira hacha ein nafkusa b'zeh dafilu bekelim kaigav nachashiv bone. And he also says it's like make bepatish or tka, where you hammer like a peg into place and really fix it in firmly. The af im tim salomar de kana shel tekaino. Darman haynu davka rakava shel beis gishamim asha efshar lechash mekishayim mishtatzim mipuula achas. Right, in the tka, okay, that's like a very technical point within the thing, right? So what's the Chazanish arguing? The Chazanish are arguing basically 2 points. He says, look, when you open and close the electrical circuit, what you're doing, when you complete the electrical circuit, you're building something, right? You're building a circuit. You're transforming the wires from dead wires to live wires. And those are basic, that's bone. That's like double bone, right? Because you're closing the circuit. That's like doing bone, because you're now fixing it closed. And electricity is running through it. And now you have a completed circuit. And now you've just made something that's, you know, that's complete. You fixed the circuit, and now electricity is running through it. Okay? So we're going to add in our little carrot here for the Chazanish. Right? Let's say the process. Okay? Chazanish says that using electricity, okay, using the electricity in and of itself, the electricity is not fire, but by using an electrical circuit, every time you complete a circuit, you're doing bone. Okay? Now, one second, how do you spell circuit? Very stressing. Circuit is like
C-I-R-C-U-Y-T.
Psh, psh. Wait. C-I-R. Give me that again.
C-I-R-C-U-I-T.
There we go. Very good. Okay? All right. Building the circuit, bringing the wires to life is boning. Now, what's like mind-boggling about that is what? And this is what Rishon Zalman says back. What's the point of an electrical circuit? Why do we have light switches? So you can open and close them, right? You're going to tell me that every time you open and close the light switch, that's a transformative construction where you've made the house, you've made the circuit, and you've made the light bulb, the light fit, the wires work, and you've made the light switch complete? The light switch is already complete. That's not called making a circuit. That's called using it, right? It's like opening and closing your front door. Every time you close your door, oh, you've completed your house, right? So Shlomo Zalman says, like, I sent like 4 letters to the Chazanish about this, and like each time he's like, no, it's bone. And like, I don't want to argue with the Chazanish, but like, why is it bone? And then the Chazanish is like, no, it's bone. Yeah.
What if it's also like not attached to your house? Like, what if it's like a flashlight? Then, like, is it, you know, being at the Kalim or something? Or
exactly. So he says, oh, and let's say it's a flashlight. So again, so it sounds like from the Chazanish that even if it wasn't attached to your house, it would still be. It's such a transformative binyan that we would hold that yesh binyan b'kalim for a binyan like this. It seems to me that when you have like an absolute binyan, when you're doing something that's really transformative, we say even yesh binyan by kalim, according to most Rishonim. Sounds like the Chazanish is saying that. Someone who says that explicitly is Rav Uziel. Rav Uziel says, oh, it's not that the electricity, I mean, what's the Chazanish saying? The Chazanish is saying this in the circuit, right? In the electricity, in the wires, okay? Rav Uziel says it not about the circuit, but about the actual kli. What's a flashlight without batteries? A broken flashlight. What's a flashlight with batteries that's not on? You guys are all confused. Yeah.
Just a flashlight without batteries.
Go. Or, but what does Rav Uziel tell you? A flashlight that's not on is a broken flashlight. Right? Rav Uziel says, let's bring it up just so we can do a more complete job of it. What did I bring? Yeah, Mishpatei Uziel. Gishmak. He says, Kol kli shenasa l'tafkid yadua ve'eno mishtamesh b'tafkido. Right? A flashlight is made to give light. If it's not giving light, eino nikra shalem. It's broken. V'arichatau hu gmar hakli. And by turning it on, you are completing the kli and you are being over amaki b'patish. Right? Kol she'eino mimalei tafkido lav klihu. Okay? So if you turn on a fan, the example he's giving is a fan, turning it on Shabbos is metake mana. Okay? You are fixing the fan. You are making it into a kli. Okay? So Rabbi Chazanish was saying it in the circuit and in the wires. Rabbi Uziel is saying it in the actual kli. Okay? Why? What's the difference, by the way? According to the Chazon Ish, if you connect a circuit, even if it doesn't actually do anything, you just did bone it. Because you completed the circuit, and now the wires are live wires. Okay? It's a live wire, bam. You brought it to life, that's bone it. According to Rav Uziel, if the fan is broken, you didn't do anything because it's still broken. Right? According to Chazon Ish, if electricity is running through it now, bam, you did bone it. Okay? So they sound like they're saying the same thing, but the Chazon Ish is saying it out of the electricity, and the Rav Uziel is saying it out of the, you know what? I need to fix this. It's just terrible. It's not clear at all. Let's move this. Make it. Right? Chazon Ish says, no, actually, not quite. Chazon Ish says, one of the circuit. He said IUT, right? Right? Chazon Ish says, bone of the circuit. Rav Uziel said, bone of the device, right? Nafka mina between them is if it's a kli that's not working, right? According to Chazon Ish, the flow of electricity makes it is bone. According to Rav Uziel, if the device isn't working, you didn't do bone of the kli, okay? Maki bepatish, sorry, right? Between maki, he said maki bepatish. Gemara Kli. So Gemara Kli is Makbe Patish, right? Oh, Matake Mana, yeah. Matake is called Matake Mana. Okay. Now, what does Rav Shlomo Zalman say back to both of those? Right. So he says to the Chazon Ish, that's opening and closing the doors. And he says, Zeh Rak Hishtamshut Velo Tikun. Right? That's not fixing a Kli. That's just called, right, using a Kli. Right? Using a kli, right, you're going to say an empty pot is not a pot, right? Of course an empty pot is a pot. And then when you use it, you're using the pot, right? The device is perfectly working. It's perfect. It's not, there's nothing wrong with it. You're just not using it. And then you use it. And then you don't use it, right? It's just, it's a silly, he says like, that's, obviously using a kli is not considered bone of the kli. It's not considered takimana of the kli. Opening and closing the house, again, it's like opening and closing your front door, right? The point of your front door is to block the wind, right? And block people from coming in. Oh, when you close it, you've now made your house complete because now it's perfectly closed, right? Right? It's like opening your front door. Okay? Now, there's one even more extreme version of this argument. Okay? What's the more extreme version of this argument? So first we'll read the Yerushalmi, because it involves, in actually we'll do the Rav Asher Weiss first. Rav Asher Weiss says, when you close a circuit, it's a chashash remake bepatish medaraisa, not because of bonet, like the Chazanish, and not because of metakin of the kli, like Rav Uziel, but because of metak of make bepatish as a chalois. Why? So he says like this. If you look at the Yerushalmi, right, what do you, one second, let's just take one step back. What do we keep thinking about? What is our assumption? So our assumption, right, is that any time you do something like that's a malacha, we have to figure out, is it a malacha? If it's a malacha, then it's aser, right? How do we know if it's a malacha? So we look. Is it part of this category? Is it part of that category? If it's not one of the in one of the categories, then it's not a malacha, right? Well, our first question, the very first thing that we asked, and I think we were correct to do this, was, is it a malacha? What malacha would be part of, right? Aryeh said, first you check, is it a malacha? And then you check, is it mutter, you know, are you allowed to use it, right? Should we let you use it? But the first thing we want to check is it a malacha, right? Which malacha would it be? Says Rav Asher Weiss, no. The Yerushalmi says that there's like also a different track in Malachos. Okay? And what is that? Rabbi Yochanan of Reish Lakish Avdin have you Bahada Pirka Tlas Shanin Upalug. Okay? They were arguing for 3 years about something. Afkun Mine Arba'in Chaser Achas told us. They're trying to figure out all the different, they spent 3 years on Malachos Shabbos, trying to, you know, figure them all out. They came up with 39 different categories, okay? Right, the 39 Avos Malacha. Toldos al kolchada v'chada, right, with each one having toldos. Min de ashkechon mismoch samchun, when they found something to be masmich, the tolda on, they would say, oh, this Malacha is part of this category, Av. Hadelo ashkechan mismach of dune mishamake bepatish, right? If they couldn't find an av malacha, they found, if there was something that they thought was a malacha, but they couldn't find an av malacha for it to be part of, so they said, okay, it's a tolda of make bepatish. Says Rav Asher Weiss, same thing about electricity, right? Gam legabe skiras ma'agal chashmali, lelo kal safek yishba hamtsa'a atzuma she'en kemota tikun v'chashivut, right? Even if you're just using it to light a LED light, even though there's no malacha in that, but etzem, the harnessing of electricity, is makib epatish because it's so creative. It's so constructive. Right? So, Rav Asher Weiss says, makib, right, harnessing chashmal, is a chalos of makib epatish. Why? Because it's objectively creative and constructive. Or creative. I would actually say, right, if we go all the way back to the beginning of the year, what did we say? In order to be a malacha, it either needs to be creative or constructive or probably both, right? But maybe chutzah is only constructive without being creative. And maybe makib epatish is, right, is creative without being constructive necessarily, right? Meaning all the other avos malacha in general are defined based on what they produce, right? Makib epatish is in the fact that it's just an inherently creative act, right? It makes something. So Rav Asher Weiss wants to argue that If you harness electricity, that is something so inherently creative that it's a chalos malacha, regardless of the fact that it's not one of the lamitas malachos, right? It's a toldo of makabe patish. It's an act of creativity. Okay? Now, what's the problem with that? Yes.
I mean, at that point, we're saying it's usser just because we feel like it should be usser. And I don't know, it seems like still a little bit baseless. Honestly, I think it's the most intellectually honest opinion that, like, we're not sure why it's usser, but really it should be. But it seems like, oh, like, taka, it should be usser, so we're just going to make a makom patish, so it's usser.
Right, exactly. It's, on the one hand, he literally says that, right? He says, in our guts, we all know this should be usser because it's just too creative. And you know what? But he says, there's something for that, right? Anytime something is just so creative that it's got to be usser, it's really usser, because it's makabe patish. Now, by the way, he has a really gishmak kula that comes from this. There's a special kula in makabe patish. Okay? Makabe patish is a chalos malacha because it's constructive. It's creative, because it does something, right? If it happens and it's not useful, right, to you, or you do it b'misasik, then you might not be able to do makom b'patish b'misasik, or b'psikresha, d'lo nichalei, right? Because what is makom b'patish? You created something, you got something out of it, right? Here, almost by definition, you're not getting anything out of it because if you're not getting something out of it, because d'lo nichalei, or it's like misasik, so then anytime, let's say there are all these sensors, right? It's always a big problem. More and more, there are sensors everywhere. And if there are sensors everywhere, how can you walk around on Shabbos if electricity is a malacha d'oraisa? If you think it's only d'rabbanan, if you think that it's really, that it's only usher for external reasons, then I'll tell you, okay, so it's a misasik by d'rabbanan, it's a misasik by Yeshma's call, it's a misasik by Isser d'rabbanan, or minhag, v'chule v'chule. Right? Then we can start talking. If you think it's an Issa Doraisa, why aren't we much more concerned? So Rav Asher says, because it's only Makabe Patish if it's creative. But it's not creative if it's like a sensor that you have no connection to and you have no ideas going off. Right? So it's very, very clever. I think you're right. The problem is just that it's a little too clever. Right? It's too clever. It says, oh, anything that we like really want to be Aser is Aser. Because it's just like a malacha. The other problem is that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, at the end of the day, what are they arguing? They're arguing that anything that creates something, right, is going to be a malacha if it's creative enough. You aren't doing a particularly creative act, right, when you walk past the sensor and you know and you want it to turn on the light, right? When you flick a light switch, is that an inherently creative act when there's a LED light bulb attached to it? I don't think so. You're right that humanity, right, has done something brilliant when they invented the LED. And the fact that we all have electricity in our homes is like this huge nace. It's amazing. It's mind-boggling when you really think about it. But at the end of the day, you haven't done anything that's particularly constructive or creative when you flick that switch, right? So it's not so compelling to say, oh, that was makabe patish, right? Makabe patish is where you create something lasting, you've done something meaningful. It just doesn't sound that, you're right that the construction that went into it was very impressive, but I don't think that necessarily makes your action impressive, right? That's what I think is the biggest chisar, right? Creating, I would argue that, right, creating circuits, right, creating or inventing it is not good about this, right, is creative, right, right, you flicking the switch, right, using electricity is less, right, is not. So it's, you're right that it's like, oh, maybe we could say it's objectively creative. But at the end of the day, you're harnessing it, you're using it, is really not, doesn't seem to meet that standard. Even, right, and then, by the way, what's the problem with this? No one has ever brought this Yerushalmi before. No, as far as I know, it is not an accepted concept in the Hilchos Shabbos that something could be a malacha if it's not one of the Lamitas malachas, right? Tosfos, at the very least, thinks if it's not domet to something that was in the Mishkan, it's not a malacha. Tosfos would never accept this, right? You have to be willing to say that in addition to the Lamitas malachos, there is also just the objective category called malacha, right? It looks like a malacha, it smells like a malacha, it's a chalos malacha, without being one of the Lamitas Avos malacha. And I think at the end of the day, right, everything we've learned so far this year seems to say that that's not true, right? It's only a malacha if it's one of the Lamitas Avos malacha. So I think that's the biggest problem. It just, right? A, who says that flicking the switch is not good hatish? Number two is, right, not the accepted view of malachos, right? In the Bavli, it's very clear that you actually need to really show that it's part of a malacha. Okay. One other thing that comes up is the Beis Yitzchak says, Irachanami, Midoraisa, it's mutter, right? However, he says that there's a separate problem called molid. Molid is an isidra banan. Molid is an isidra banan where you give something a new property, right? You take a shirt and you imbue it with a scent, okay? So that's a problem on Shabbos because you're giving it a new property. You take something solid and you turn it into a liquid. That's an Isser Molid because you've transformed it. You've given it a different property, okay? So the Beis Yitzchak wants to argue that turning on an electrical appliance isn't, like Rav Uziel, going to be metaking mana of the device. Because, of course, the device itself is fine, right? But it's a problem of Molid because, right? Now, you're imbuing this object with light, with motion, right? Imbuing it with light and motion. And by so doing, you are being over on the Issur D'Rabbanan of Molid. Now, Molid actually is another good proof against, I think, Rav Asher, right? Because what is Molid? Molid says, if it looks like you're creating something, then it's aser, because it looks like a malacha, right? Even though, what's the point of molid? Molid says, oh, you took something solid and you made it into a liquid. Oh, that looks transformative, and since it looks transformative, that's going to be aser in the Rabbana, right? But what does that imply? It implies that just because something is transformative is not actually a chalos malacha, it's an isidra Rabbana, right? So molid actually might be the biggest proof against Rav Asher Weiss's chiddush. Okay? Now, right, Rav Shlomo Zalman objects to this very strongly. And he says, right, that's not true, because you're not imbuing it with a new property, you're using it. When you turn off the electricity, right, it will stop doing all of that. It's not like you've, right, in molid, it's about imbuing a new property, not having something go through it, right, and using it, right? So he says, no, right, not molid, okay? Now, in the end of the day, why is it asu then? So Shlomo Zalman actually gives a very straightforward, he says like a very simple thing. One is, it happens to be, there are a lot of Isurei Derabanan or other like outside issues of like, let's say Hashmas Kol, Vichule, in a lot of these uses of electricity, right? So in a lot of times you're gonna end up doing something that's Aser. But his biggest reason, and this is just very interesting, and it's very sharp because it's just very true. Where is it? Yeah. Nitbayer lefi ze. Right? right? It's not molid, it's not makom patish. Ach, choshveni, shehamunaam, eno yodea klala havchin bekach, viyacholitos ayideze, lomar, shemutar gam lahadlik ulachabot etachashma b'shabbat. Vilachain, af lididan, ein lahatir davarze, ki bimakom tzorach gadol, right? Only for like, tzorach gadol, so let's say like, security reasons or like for, right, health services. Kein ze, matzina b'shelas yaivit. The afogav shesove daricha shaon b'shabbat, dome lepticha v'skiras min'ul, man'ul d'shari. The yaivits thought that you could, right, do, wind the clock, wristwatch on Shabbos. Afilu hachi kasav shelemaisa nachon lahachmir, ibnei shenire be'inei habriot kimitakin kli. So he says, actually, technically, In certain electrical appliances, there's no iser, right? But why is it aser? He says it's aser at the end of the day. Why? It's aser because, and this is very, very interesting, and I think he's totally right. He says, look, at the end of the day, it's almost impossible for people to tell the difference between cases where electricity is doing something aser and where it's not. Right? Right? So Rosh Hashanah says, whenever you have a chole, whenever you have security concerns, you can be very makeable with electricity. You can use all these grama switches, right? Why? He says you could mess with the Shabbos clock. Because at the end of the day, right, electricity is usually not midaraisa. It's probably usually not even, often, it's not even aser. Right? Obviously, but what's the problem? Very, very often, maybe let's say most of the time, 90% of the time, using electronic devices will involve, right? Will involve malacha, will involve an answer, right? Okay, electronics are tricky and confusing, and therefore aser mishum minhag gezera atu incandescence, right, and the like. Okay, essentially. In theory, according to Shlomo Zalman, can I turn on an electric oven on Shabbos? Midaraisa? No. That's a good trick question, right? That's exactly my point, right? It's electronic. According to Shlomo Zalman, electricity is not aser, right? Except that every time you use an electronic device, first of all, most of us have no idea how it works. And number two is even when we do know how it works, it's very, very hard to keep track of the differences between the different ways that electronic devices work and what they're doing. So even when we do know what's going on, we very often don't know it. So mit derabanan, there's an issur derabanan on using electricity. Okay? What's fascinating is that it's an issur derabanan that we essentially made up. Right? The gedolim of, you know, the 19th century created an issur derabanan. It's not so crazy, I mean, right? We also have kitnios. Kitnios hasn't been around for that long, right? In general, we don't make gzeros, right? If everyone agrees that we need to make a gzera, so then we can make a gzera, right? Rambam has this idea, like, as long as you get the askama of everyone, of all, like, the major rabbanim, then you can actually do things, right? Rosh Hashanah says, we have an Isser Darabanan that we instituted that says electricity, many, 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 if not most electronics, involved in Isser, either Darabanan or Daraisa, and therefore we don't let you use electronic devices except for, right, for Makom Choli, for Tzorech Bitchoni, because electricity, right, and then it is so amorphous that people will make mistakes. I asked, the first time I ever taught this to someone, right? One of the guys afterwards was like, oh, so in theory, right, current Shalom Zalman, you could turn on your electronic oven on Shabbos. And I was so happy because it just proved Shalom Zalman correct, right? And you, all of us could very easily, right? Because a microwave oven, according to Shlomo Zalman, should be fine, right? But if it's an electronic oven, then it's not. If you use an electronic oven that has a gas light in it, then of course, right, it's aser. So all of these questions, says Shlomo Zalman, you're right that if it's just turning on an LED light, then in theory, that could have been mutter, right? But it's aser midrabanan because the next time it's going to be an incandescent light. Or the next time it's going to be an oven, right? So Shlomo Zalman basically says, we made up an Issur D'Rabbanan. We created, it's not really made up. We created an Issur D'Rabbanan that says you're not allowed to use electricity because, right, it's very, very hard to not end up using it for something D'Oraisa at the end of the day. Okay, how do we paskin? Just as like a general side point. So some people really paskin like Shlomo Zalman and think that it's really maker a din mutter, except that it's aser midrabanan. Some people are really choshish for the Chazon Ish and for Rav Kook and really think that there's a chashash d'oraisa and that you can be so mech on the mekilim if you combine with a grama and a cholesh, yesh bo sakana or ein bo sakana. If you start putting in the pikilach nefeshes or the choles and the gramas v'chule v'chule, you can add in Rosh Shlomo Zalman as a Snif Lachel. So if you look at, like, say, Pini Halacha, I was just like checking, like, what does he say about it? He says, like, oh, we're really choshish for the people who think that it's Doraisa. If you look at other people, like Rosh Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, thinks Pashat, like Rosh Shlomo Zalman, it's only Aser Midrabanan. So you actually have this, like, very big, like, the more people are choshish for Rav Kook and the Chazon Ish, say like it is ish or it is boneh versus those who say no, it's like totally only always only darabanan, unless obviously you're lighting an incandescent bulb or an oven. So really people are split on it. Okay. So again, you have just like two very radical machokas. Is electricity fire or is it boneh? Or no, it's really totally an issur darabanan and it just depends. It's like water and it just depends what you do with it.